Okay, so finally got a battery for my recorder. It's kind of kind of ran out of batteries, but finally got a battery. Batteries are, for some reason, they're super expensive in Korea, but got a battery. And yeah, the last few weeks have been good. And we've had a lot of people that teach. We've been really busy. We haven't had a lot of time to find, honestly. Which is kind of nice because it's super cold, but we're meeting a lot of people. It's been good. It's been fun. I feel like it kind of blends together. I always say that, but until I, like, sit down one day and, like, read my journal, I don't think it's ever going to, like, stop feeling like that. But something pretty spiritual, like today, during after church, we had a baptism for one of the ward members, and she's a little girl, and they're in a pretty young family, and just her grandma and grandpa were there, and her friends and family and the ward members, and I was like, I don't know, I couldn't help but, like, put myself in their shoes, seeing, it was their first daughter, they have two little girls, and it was their first daughter getting baptized, and yeah, it just kind of gave me goosebumps, like, just, I remember the moment when I got my call, being, like, a pinnacle point. I remember when I gave my farewell talk. I remember when I went into the MTC. I remember when I left for Korea. And those were, like, kind of the pinnacle moments that kind of solidify your commitment to serving the Lord. And you, like, you see the road to get there. When you look, when you're looking far from it, you can kind of see it, but it looks far, you see different hills and obstacles, and you don't know exactly how you're going to get there, but you hope and pray that one day you get there. And just like, I remember standing up for my farewell talk and telling people, you know, it's been a long road. There's been a lot of ups and downs and trials, and you always dream of a mission, but you don't know exactly what's going to happen. And then you hear, and it's like running across the finish line of a race. Except the race doesn't end, but you feel that kind of Korean and English. You feel that, I guess, satisfaction. And then the race starts again, and you have a new destination, and I couldn't help but put myself in their shoes. It's just like, you know, one day having a young child, first child, get baptized and be a member of the church. And at the moment, they don't really understand what they're doing. I don't think any of us really understood what we did when we got baptized, but it was cool. It was super cool to see, you know, you could see the little girl, and she gave her testimony, and you could feel a little bit of conviction, you know, someone who's just starting off, building their own testimony, leaning on their parents and stuff, and then you see the parents, and they give their conviction, and their witness, and their testimony, but then you see their grandparents, and you see the years and hours that they've put into this gospel, and all the sacrifice, everything they've put into this, and you can just tell that they just understand it a little bit more. They feel it, and there's no, just kind of understand it a little bit more. On a little more personal level. And it was cool to just kind of put myself in, try to put myself in their positions, and know, eventually seeing maybe a grandkid be baptized for the first time, and seeing just this trickle of, like, this trickle of like, I guess, good examples, trickle of faith, following the Lord. Because it takes a lot for generation to generation to generation to keep the flame, to hold on tight to this, to the gospel. But it was cool. I remember President Holland when he came, and he looked at all of us, and with just so much conviction and power, he, yelling, he looks at us and he says, "You do not know." He says, "You don't understand what this means to people." He's like, "You don't even understand exactly what you're sharing with people, what this actually means for them." And we're all kind of a little taken back, like, yeah, we're missionaries, like, it's the closest we've ever been to God in our whole life, and we feel pretty spiritual. But it was pretty powerful to hear him say, like, if you only knew what you were actually sharing with people, the reality and the divinity of what you're actually sharing with people, what this gospel actually means. So I thought of that, thought about with, like, that little girl that got baptized, if she actually knew. You know, she's kind of just going off, she's trusting in those around her, their testimonies to make this right choice. But if we actually knew, if we actually could sincerely feel what this, the reality of this gospel, we can, but it was just, yeah, it was a good, yeah, it was really, really humbling, I guess. Break it down to, like, the essentials of life and watch this family and the baptism, and at that moment you could tell just nothing else mattered. It was just this little girl and the family and the gospel and what it's done for them and how it makes them feel. I remember a quote on my elementary school wall that said, "People don't remember what you say, but they remember the way you make them feel." And I feel like that goes for anything. They remember the way the gospel makes them feel. They remember the way someone's testimony, someone's character, someone's actions. And yeah, that really struck me, really, really powerful, kind of pondering through all that during the baptism. And it was good. Hope that made sense. I'm just kind of rambling in my mind, but yeah. The investigators are good. Everyone's doing great. Everyone's progressing. We can use Facebook now, which has been cool because we've done a few lessons over Skype, face call. And, like, we're teaching a guy who's a dentist, and he lives on the other side of Korea during the week, and then he comes and lives with his family on the weekdays. So on the weekdays, or the weekends, he lives with his family. So on the weekdays, when he's gone, we can Skype him and teach him, read with him the Book of Mormon, and it's super cool. He really loves it. So it's been good. A lot of cool blessings with it, with all the new tools and stuff. But I love you all. Hope you all are doing good. But yeah, keep the flame. Keep having fun. And yeah. Love the Lord. Love you guys. Bye-bye.